Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A grave mistake. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Sir Charles Spencer Chaplin Jr., otherwise known as Charlie Chaplin, was a British actor, composer, and filmmaker who took to our screens and forever changed the history of film. He's most known for his on-screen persona, the Tramp. Most pictures you see of Charlie Chaplin are of him as the Tramp. The Tramp was a character who often found himself in comedic and slapstick situations, but the Tramp was also one of the last great characters of the silent film era. In a time filled with daring heroes and beautiful heroines, the Tramp appealed to the general public with his working-class background, and he quickly grew a huge following. And Chaplin was able to hold on to silent film and to the legacy that the Tramp created when so many other filmmakers had moved to films with dialogue, talkies, because at this point, his work had become so successful that he was able to co-found his own studio, giving him better control over the movies he produced. But when he finally made the switch to the new medium, the first movie with dialogue that he made was named The Great Dictator, and it was a satire of Adolf Hitler, and with that, Chaplin set the tone for how he meant to continue making movies. Chaplin's films and the man himself always made big waves, sometimes for his film's comedic value, sometimes for their social or political messages. But one thing you may not know about Charlie Chaplin is that he continued to make headlines even after he died. Chaplin's life had been filled with many ups and downs. His childhood was a difficult one, with his father being absent for most of it, and his mother struggling to make ends meet. From a young age, he started performing in an attempt to keep himself afloat and out of the workhouses. But it was through these performances that he was picked up by an agency that took him to America. It was in the States that he became the Charlie Chaplin that we all know and love. But under the surface, Charlie Chaplin had his fair share of struggles. He was married 4 times, and it was only to his marriage to his 4th wife, Una, that would last. They married in 1943 when Una was 18 years old and Chaplin was 54. And they were still married when Chaplin was banned from re-entering the United States when he was accused of being a communist sympathizer. Their couple and their 8 children moved to Switzerland, where they settled down, and it was here that Charlie Chaplin would live out the rest of his life, and in some ways, beyond that. More on what happened next after this break.
Have you ever wondered what the top 10 most streamed 90s songs are? Or what about the top 10 highest paid dead celebrities? Maybe the top 10 most common phobias? Hi there, I'm Nick, host of the Tenish Podcast. Every episode, me and my various sidekick hosts share trivia, fun facts, and hot takes as we try to guess each other's top 10-ish list. Here's a little preview.
When he dresses up as a girl bunny, he drives Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam crazy with lust.
Mr. Monopoly's actual legal name, Rich Uncle Pennybags.
And it turns out people will just shock a guy to death if someone in a lab coat asks semi-nicely.
Chickens outnumber humans more than 2 to 1.
It is the only R-rated film to gross $1 billion.
With over 175 episodes and counting, there's sure to be a top 10 list that tickles your weird little fancy just right. Listen to Tenish Podcast now on any podcast app. That's 10ISH Podcast.
Chaplin died on Christmas Day 1977 and was buried in a cemetery near Lake Geneva. But just a few short months later, in March 1978, his body was gone. The police launched a 5-week investigation after Una received a ransom note demanding $600,000 for the return of her husband's body. But Una refused. She said that Chaplin would have found the whole thing ridiculous, and eventually the police were able to track down the culprits behind the scheme. 2 refugees from Eastern Europe, Roman Wardas and Gancho Genev, were the men who had stolen Chaplin's body. The 2 led the police to a cornfield where they had reburied his coffin, and Wardas was quickly identified as the mastermind behind it all. the two men were looking to fix their financial problems. When Wardos read of a similar scheme that happened in Italy, the two quickly came up with the plan to steal Chaplin's coffin and extort his family for the return of his remains. But Genev ended up with an 18-month suspended sentence, and Wardos with 4 years hard labor. Charlie Chaplin's coffin was returned to his family, who then reburied it inside a concrete grave to make sure that another attempt to steal it could never be made.